brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, and you can say whatever you want about me, but I'd like to say don't call me late for dinner. No, don't call me fake. I'm real. Sometimes I wish I was in the Matrix. Actually, I don't. Wow, there is so much news here to get to. So much. It's all just insane. But I think what we'll do is just take some of your phone calls, folks that were holding for the Syrian girl. Then we've got a special report coming up. Let's talk to Brad in Tennessee. She left us, sir, but I can pretty much answer your questions on Syria. You can give us your take. Go ahead.
Well, actually, I kept listening, and you talked about unemployment. And I worked in unemployment law for a while, not as an attorney, but to drum up new business. One thing I noticed is the government has grown so large that when they say we've had the best month ever, unemployment is going down, 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 that's not really the case. We're seeing...
No, they only announce the government employment numbers. Yeah, how many they're hiring. And most of the hires are always government, yes.
That's right. That, and then, of course, also on your benefit charge statements that they send out to all different companies, if you go to any state to the Department of Labor, they'll show on there they admit to making anywhere from 18% to 20% error rates when they're really making more than that, and it's costing everybody's business a ton of money on top of the money they're already bleeding us. But I just thought about that with the unemployment. But the real question I wanted to ask was, I was driving to Memphis with my daughter who wanted to make a contribution to St. Jude. So I took her there for a weekend. As we were driving on 40 to come into Memphis, I've never seen anything like this in my life, and I just wanted you to explain it to me. If you could, I think you can. They have these big vehicles parked in the center lanes literally every half mile. Looks like they're black SUVs with little white things on top of them.
They've now got federal police, and boy, when they pull you over, they really think you're God. And I'm just getting sick of it, man. They're representatives of drug dealing, murdering Al Qaeda, and that's the end of it. They're the representatives of a foreign criminal syndicate. Individually, they're not bad people usually, but they think you're the enemy if you don't absolutely get out and lick their boots. And I'm just sick of it. I mean, it makes me sick. When a cop starts pulling me over now, I don't get angry. I get sick. I just get sick because I think of the hypocrisy and how pathetic I am and what a joke this country's become. It makes me want to throw up while the government ignores just legions of horrible crimes. The government's busy nitpicking all of us. It makes me want to throw up. If there was some tropical island destination or even, you know, rugged island in the middle of nowhere where I could take care of my family and fish all day and you know, cut fish up all day or work in the fields, pulling a plow, I'd go do it. There's nowhere to run. It's just worldwide, global, corrupt government, decadent television, abortions. And I hate to sound so nasty, but we got to get nasty about this and throw it up. You know, we got to get sick and spiritually just vomit out the New World Order. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And how do we actually try to get started on it? I mean, we have, in our family, hundreds of guns, fully automatic, semi-automatic. How do we, if they start coming to my place, I'll just tell you now, I'm going to have somebody from in my family at each corner of my house picking people off. But
well, you see, and that won't even hurt the globalists because they want to have that happen. We need to get the word out and not stop and not let this new civil war start.
Sure.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You know, for people that say the world isn't an exciting place and they're bored. Maybe in the Matrix you're bored, honey. The real world isn't boring. But it is amazing to watch the general public in their trance, not aware of what's going on, and then to watch other people that are awake to some of it but just say, oh, well, that's the way it is. I'm gonna go along with it. You can't. And I'm trying to figure out why I'm so angry today. I was not in a bad mood driving into work this morning, but I was really concerned about the world, and I really wanted to have this impassioned, focused broadcast where we really, you know, woke people up, and I was shocked and I think pretty freaked out that the White House is having to respond to stories that we forced into the mainstream with how our government's running Al-Qaeda. And, you know, at this level, that is not really exciting, folks. When you start being able to affect things at that level, even though it's a good thing, it's not fun. Power is not fun. But I guess people that are, you know, should have power, that are moral and don't crave it, power is not fun. The problem is people that want power, who shouldn't have power, are the ones that are in power. And I think that's really the message I'm here to impart to you today. Folks, you better take the New World Order personal. You better take it serious, and you better do whatever you can to expose these people. Number one, discredit them and let them know they're illegitimate. Every bureaucrat, every government minion say, I don't care if your function has some tenuous connection to common law and the Constitution. The overarching system that you're part of is absolutely evil and absolutely dangerous. And if you don't stand up and rebuke the New World Order and say, we're putting our city, our county, our state in the right direction, you're not legitimate. Now, if government tries to do the right thing and recognizes it's been in the wrong, just like an individual, and tries to turn the ship, then we got to get behind it and help it. But that's not the case. We have not turned the ship around yet. And I think it's that message that has to get through, that this is not our government now. It's run by foreign banks. They've declared it publicly. You know why they did that in hundreds of newspapers last year? Declared we've been conquered and used those terms and said they're going to hurt us real bad? Because it's international law. You have to declare something is yours. You plant the flag. They've stolen our flag. And I think one reason I get so upset and so angry is I have gutted up and don't have fear for myself individually, but there's still kind of a gut reaction of, man, you are in danger, buddy. You are really pushing it. And you know what I do? I just throttle down. I'm going to push even more. And I know where I'm headed. And it's good in my soul, but my flesh does not like it. My soul's like, this is the right way. This is the thing to do. My spirit is in control, but my flesh is still very strong. And my flesh is nasty and angry. It's weird. It's like my spirit is good and loves God and I have a good heart, but my flesh is wicked. And so there's this weird thing when I get in combat mode with the New World Order is that my spirit is good, but my flesh is nasty and angry and is being drug along with me and does not like what I'm doing. I think that's really what we're talking about here. And so, man, this is some heavy psychoanalyzing here. And the reason I'm talking about myself is my journey is your journey. We're all the same in the final equation. And if you knew what I knew, if you knew that I'm not exaggerating to you, if you knew it's worse than I can even articulate, if you could see what I see, if you have experienced the things I've experienced, I know you've experienced things I haven't experienced, but I've been doing this more than 15 hours a day for 17 years. My whole mind is on this when I'm playing with my children, when I'm walking through the woods, when I'm buying groceries. And because I am aware of it, I know why people want to stay in the matrix. Because when you are really hyper aware, you then start seeing the propaganda and the programming everywhere. And it's a sick joke. You know, sometimes the TSA comes over and you know, says, oh, Mr. Jones, a troublemaker, when I'm not even talking yet. Where are you going? What are you doing? I start laughing at them, not to make them feel bad. It's funny. These people know who I am. They've just admitted it. And they're doing an 8-hour course on me where they think they can actually read my mind. And I start laughing at them. Because it's funny. They have no idea what they're under. They have no idea how they're being attacked. They have no idea how much of a friend I am to them. They have no idea how stupid they are. They're folly. But other days, it's not funny when I run into one of the bureaucrat enforcers. It's disgusting. And it poisons my soul. It does, looking into their faces and all of it, watching people submit to evil, watching people willfully part of it. You know, you would think I'd be happy when that state trooper pulled me over today and admitted that they let the illegal aliens go, that they're above the law. But when he told me, yeah, I don't like it, and smiled at me, like, you know, well, yeah, we know it's wrong, it made me sicker. Because they all know it, and they all know the American people are the mark and the ones to be sucked dry, and they know and they still do it. It was 100 times worse. So we're going to have to go through horrible judgment because men in this country will not do the right thing. And it doesn't mean you got to be perfect, but you got to try something. You got to do something. You got to put something in. You got to do something against the New World Order. You got to admit it's real. You got to admit we're in trouble, and you got to start thinking about what are we going to do about it. Get your heart right. People say when you're going into a dangerous situation, you better get your heart right with God right now. You're going into this surgery and you're probably not going to make it. Well, our country's going into something, and it already hadn't made it. The country's dead. And all the Republican garbage isn't going to fix it. All the neocons playing the part of the opposition to the New World Order. Those people don't have any idea what they've signed on to. The globalist plan to bring this country completely down in steps and to cause civil war and total death and round people up. There's going to be a bloody civil war in this country if we don't turn things around very quickly. There's going to be paramilitary forces. There's going to be, they've branded Obama as Lincoln from before he even ran. They are creating the archetypes. They've got more than 10 movies coming out in the next year where the UN occupies America and they're the good guys. They are really planning a Soviet 1917 style takeover of this country, funded by the bankers that funded that very group. We are in a mega-level emergency here, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't talk radio you're listening to. This is an emergency transmission by American patriots who are aware of what's happened while they're shutting down so many of our free systems. We've still got a fighting chance. There's still a lot of freedom. There's still a lot of good people. There's still a lot of free market systems in this country. There's still a lot of AM and FM station managers and owners who aren't controlled by the globalists. There's still a lot of newspapers and magazines that aren't controlled, and we've got to support those stations. We've got to support those affiliates. Let's just go ahead and go to this report, and I'll talk more about it after the break, and then go to your phone calls. Here's Drone Mob, and this is the hacking of a drone over Austin. Here it is.
This is Melissa Mountain reporting for InfoWars Nightly News. Last weekend, InfoWars hosted its first ever drone mob, a citizen protest of our taxpayer dollars being used to turn drone technology against us. With the Federal Aviation Administration announcing that 30,000 drones are set to fill our skies over the next decade, regardless of the threat to our civil liberties, many people showed up to speak out against drones and to fly them, but one man showed up to hack them.
Hey, everybody, thanks for coming out to the drone mob here. We have a guy who came here, he brought his Wi-Fi system, and it'll actually take control of drones. So we're going to have kind of like a live demonstration.
So we're about to see a demonstration of free open source software that any person can get. He's going to use it to take control and jam the signal.
Okay, I'm now running the block right now. I can see that I'm getting some acknowledgement that it is being effective.
So it's just hovering. So yeah. Staying in a hover mode, he's basically killed it.
You don't have to be particular with the drone. It doesn't have to be targeted towards anything specifically.
Our particular drone has an automatic landing feature. All you have to do is push land and it'll land. As you can see, David's trying to hit the automatic land and it will not land.
Is it working, David? Can you control it anymore?
It's pretty hard.
Okay, so you do have control over the drone.
I do. I'm spinning around right now.
Okay. Right. Okay, there you go. Here's your spin. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and see if I can disrupt that here and stop you from being able to control it as well.
So you have any control?
Not yet.
He is trying to spin it like he just was. These acknowledgments here are acknowledgments of what I'm sending, which is telling the drone it wishes to disconnect from the controller. You might want to ask him.
Yeah, what's going on, Jakar?
Okay, before you saw I was spinning the drone just around in a circle. Now I'm using my keypad to do the same thing I was doing before, and I've lost, I guess, complete control of the drone.
Now, this isn't the first time a domestic drone has been hacked. Spending just $1,000 in parts, students at the University of Texas were able to build a device that allowed them to hack a drone in front of the Department of Homeland Security.
This is all available on the Internet. This is something that, you know, can easily be taught to anybody. We have the power to do that, and this is just a small demonstration of that power.
This is so easy to do. Any person can do this. I mean, even if they're using a different type of system, you saw how easy it was to do it this. I mean, how easy do you think it's going to be for just anybody? I mean, we're filling the skies with 30,000 drones. How easy is it going to be for these other things to get taken over that actually have, you know, weapons on them? They have rubber bullets on some of these. They got tasers on some of them.
Yeah, it's going to be extremely easy. Iran's already demonstrated. Not only did they take over one spy drone recently, the first one they captured was the latest of our stealth technology.
I mean, I've interviewed several people on this topic, and all the time I get
answers like, well, but it's for my safety. It's going to make me safer, and I'm not doing anything wrong, so it's totally fine. What do you say to people who say that?
Well, I think they need to be free-thinking individuals. I mean, there's several consequences for any action. And if anybody wants to get away with something, even if they're doing it for another reason, they're going to lay out all the consequences of what something can do or will do. They'll pick the prettiest one. They're going to sell it based on that. And if we don't look for ourselves at the other consequences of the actions that we're being asked to support or let them take, then we're all going to be enslaved. It's going to be simple for them to do.
For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Melissa Melton.
All right, we skipped this network break. I am absolutely out of control. That's a powerful report. That's newsworthy. That a guy showed up the thing and said, watch this, I'll hack drones, and started hacking drones in front of everyone, taking control of iPads, taking control of electrical systems. Just unbelievable. That report is now up at InfoWars.com. And here are some of the stories up there on the site right now. Fed's new money printing scheme will ensure long-term unemployment. Drone hacked over Austin. Video, Alice confronts feds after threat to arrest InfoWars photographer. Continuing with the reports, media ignores bombing of Social Security building. That's a pretty big story that hasn't gotten any attention. CIA's Al-Qaeda mercenaries threaten to execute journalists in Syria. Militarized police respond to mall shooting. Sorry, protesters, your jobs are being sent to China and they aren't coming back. Yeah, I mean, let's just be honest. They took the bailout money for the auto workers. It's bad enough bailing it out, but if you're going to do it with tax money, at least have it go to the workers. The banker bailouts, last time I checked, were over $40 trillion domestically of taxpayer money one way or another. It's $48 trillion, Bloomberg reported about a year ago. That's the latest numbers we got. That's enough to pay for all the private and public, commercial real estate mortgages, private real estate mortgages, home mortgage, everything over and over again. And they tell you, we need all these trillions because of your mortgages. And it's not our mortgages. It's that you sold them over and over again. It's a fraudulent group of criminals publicly. I mean, I don't know how else I'm supposed to explain this. And Mike Adams just called us, and the story is going up at InfoWars.com right now. It is a big breaking story. Electroshock torture handcuffs, now patented, delivers shocking torture, gas injections, and chemical restraints to prisoners via remote control. You don't even have to handle them or control them. You just slap them on them, and then they want this to fly now where you wear a bracelet. Homeland Security's looking at it. See, I say this, and it sounds like a cartoon, something that Darkseid would do, when he takes control of a planet. Ah, Darkseid, excellent plan, the torture bracelets. Gas them when they don't submit. Oh, to fly on these spacecraft, everyone wears their own taser bracelet, their own shock bracelet, to make sure they mind us. And I have the controls, master. Who's the little like, evil wizard that walks around with Darkseid? I don't know. I'll let my kids watch Super Friends every once in a while from the 80s, and there's, like, this little wizard. Oh, my son's here. He knows the name. What's the name of the wizard? It doesn't matter. Look. You don't know the name then. Just go look it up. You know all that stuff. Anyways, the point is that the government is like cartoon character bad guys.
Ah, Darkseid, excellent plan, telling them the vaccine is medicine that actually brain damages them to submit to you.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that we've gotten to this point. Let me just take some calls right now, and then we'll get into some of the other big news that we've got here today. And we got Dan Bedondi popping in briefly. Dan has gone back to Rhode Island to do reporting for us from the East Coast. He's going to give us his take on 4 weeks after the hurricane. There's still some areas without power. Oh, and I forgot to print this one. I asked him on. Well, can you guys find the article? I'd pull it up today, but my computer's broken today, so I'm getting a new one that's been breaking so much that I have to just get rid of it at a certain point. The article about where in New York, code inspectors are giving people fines, like if their windows are knocked out or whatever from the hurricane. Like the government won't help you, but they sure will write you a ticket. And these people, when they give you tickets, I've run into bureaucrats and code enforcers before, they smile when they hand it to you, like the power. They enjoy, I'm the boss, you know. It's just unbelievable. So I say challenge every ticket, fight the system however, just gum everything up. It's all criminal anyways. Just the whole thing's a giant stinking fraud. Let's talk to John in California. Go ahead, sir. Thanks for holding.
Oh, hello, Alex. My question was that I know that there's reports that, well, I guess Russia is messing up on...
Here's the deal. We don't really screen calls, but we got to screen them for phone quality. Because so many of the callers, I can't even understand them. Thanks, John, but I just can't understand you. Peter in Washington, you're on the air.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Boy, you sound like you're in the room next to me, brother.
Thank you. Originally, I had a question for Syrian Girl, but there are a couple of things that information I'm going to try to give you. I won't do a lot of comment. First of all, in 1959, I was told by Wilmore Kendall, who was a senior editor of National Review and a professor at Yale on political science.
I know who he is. I know who he is.
Okay. He was a member of the OSS and also in the CIA. And he told me that the CIA was moving against the right-wingers. Back in even 59.
Oh, yeah. I mean, National Review was a CIA operation. That's now been admitted.
Okay. Now, the second point is... And that's important, part of the first point, and that's important to consider when you look at the CIA in the 60s. Okay, now the second point is Earl Lively, who I knew in Dallas, and he was a correspondent, and he was also a friend of Ayn Rand, and he was in Oswald's apartment the day after the assassination, and he said he looked at the literature there, and that it had it all said that Kennedy was ineffective. And the important, now, this has nothing to do whether Oswald was complicit or not. That's what he collected, okay, in his apartment. And this is significant because the U.S. made a big move toward the left immediately after the
Kennedy. Of course, the mega banks want collectivism at the bottom, fascism above the law, above it. They all want control. They don't want freedom. The CIA was created out of the OSS, that was created out of the British East India Company and narcotics trafficking, and was created in the U.S. out of Skull and Bones, which was set up with opium money. That's Encyclopedia Britannica. And so, yes, this is a predatory foreign takeover arm, and they're doubling the size of the CIA domestically. And they are engaged in all forms of crime. And everyone inside the CIA needs to understand you are the new Nazis. You are the new Soviets. You have signed on to torture, secret arrest. You are the takeover army through Homeland Security of America. Homeland Security is the foreign banking takeover arm. But the good news is one thing holding back the system. Is this is so textbook evil what the globalists are doing that a lot of people in the FBI, CIA, you name it, are actually good and are not going along with it quietly. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I am. Now, one point I want to make interpretation, and I'll be quick. Everybody thinks that because Goldwater was defeated so disastrously against Johnson that he never had a chance against Kennedy. Look at the polls. So, whatever group, you know, there are all these theories as to who was involved, and we haven't got time to discuss it here. But it had to be some people that were not only willing to kill Kennedy, but either didn't care whether Goldwater was defeated or wanted Goldwater to be defeated. And
the power structure totally wanted to get rid of Goldwater because he was a real guy. He wasn't perfect, but from studying him and talking to folks that knew him, he legitimately didn't. Well, he said the Trilateral Commission was an international banking takeover arm to destroy America and control the left and right and bring in international government run by private central banks. Gee, what do we have now?
Yeah. Well, you know, I remember as a student when Kennedy died, the first thought I had was Goldwater's going to lose. Because there was a possibility of him winning. You know, I didn't realize.
No, but they ran TV ads saying the world would blow up with a hydrogen bomb going off if he won. Remember that?
What?
Remember the hydrogen bomb ads, the mushroom cloud ads?
Yeah.
against Goldwater?
Yeah, that was in Johnson with the little girl and all that. Johnson, and then...
Hold on.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local stayhouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list. For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99, with free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, that was a really good caller we had in the last segment. I'm going to do a spoof on William F. Buckley sometime, you know, that fake Atlantic accent. Of course, he was the son of a robber baron, so I mean, it's not fake. He was basically a Britishist or an Anglophile. Basically loyal to the crown type person who wanted to bring in the British Empire. That's what the Council on Foreign Relations in 1922 was set up for. You know, once you know who these people are, it's just disgusting. But he would sit back and go, what about this? Oh, and I'm going to go, my gosh, he talks with an Atlantic fake British accent. Is incredible. But he would also do something that real elitists like when they can't quite talk. They go, blah, 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 blah. You actually do that around elitists, they start falling down the ground and rolling around in little orgasmic events. I mean, it's just bizarre. So I intend to watch some more of the CIA asset, William F. Buckley, sometime, some of the old films of him, and then do a whole piece where I'm interviewing him. That way I can have him on the TV screen, or I can be in the chair, and then I'm interviewing William F. Buckley, or he's interviewing me, and I'm like, but you're a fake, you're a CIA operative. That's preposterous. Well, actually, I have worked with them, but it's a patriotic organization. But anyways, I have to get the character together in my mind. And again, ladies and gentlemen, being in the CIA is not like, you know, Skyfall, James Bond. Same thing with British intelligence. Most of it is just spying on people, collecting dirt on them to blackmail them. Most of the people that are brought into it are pedophiles or have other really degenerate things that they're involved in. This has come out so they can be blackmailed. You can have low-level CIA people that are building airfields or, you know, shipping armaments in, or who are pilots or special forces that are brought in for CIA to kill people who think they're doing a good job, who are compartmentalized. But the mid-level and higher-ups, it's alien. It's not America. It's a 1947 National Security Act where the foreign shadow government could come in and operate in secret while turning the economy inward, while taking the power from Congress, transferring to the bureaucracy and the executive. As Ron Paul said in the speech, we've had a CIA coup over America. And it's not fun coming out and criticizing those guys, but they know that I put my message out. If they kill me, it makes me a martyr. Sometimes they don't care. And if that's what happens, that's my choice. I mean, I don't want to die, but I've chosen to fight these people. They're alien. They've taken over the country. They're operating domestically illegally. They put all these dictators in to wreck their countries. Then they knock the dictators down. Then they put new dictators in and knock them down to keep all these countries down so they can never develop. That's the official State Department policy in Memorandum 200, 1973. And it's in many others, is to hurt other countries, to bring countries. And that's what they're doing here now, shutting off our power, doing all this. The globalists don't want to compete. They want to control, and they have a hatred of humanity. And the CIA, it's a favorite meme of people that think saying Alex Jones is CIA. It's a favorite meme of people to just say that, like, oh, well, he's discredited. And that's what Cass Sunstein said they would do. He said, White House regulations are, he said, we'll go out, we'll infiltrate the alternative media, and we'll cause infighting, saying people are government agents that aren't. Obviously, look at the fruits of this broadcast. We are exposing the foreign banker takeover. We are one of the few places having breakthroughs against their different programs, exposing they run al-Qaeda, exposing they're opening the borders, exposing they're fast and furious, exposing their Agenda 21, exposing their fluoride in the water, exposing Big Pharma and the vaccines, exposing. You think the military-industrial complex wants you knowing that most people with Alzheimer's can stop it or reverse it and even gain ground back? In major studies for 30 years with coconut oil, non-hydrogenated, non-cooked, non-manipulated raw. I mean, you think they like that? You know how much money that'll take out of their pockets, what they can suck out of an Alzheimer's patient? But that's the side issue. They make the money out of killing you. Everything they do is they make the money out of killing you. Like they get a government contract to put microphones and cameras in all of the cameras and TVs and now light post. And then they put ads out according to what data they get on you, on your profile, and they fund the main project with a free market solution. But it's free markets that are controlled by them where they pick the winners and losers. So I understand why the globalists want to assassinate my character and my name. That's because they better do that. In fact, at a sick level, I am pleased by that because that means they've chosen to kill my character instead of kill me physically. But whatever happens, happens. I'm committed. They know that. They've you know, done the actuaries. They've done the psychological breakdowns, the profiles. And they know I'm real as it gets, warts and all. And they fear an idea. They fear an idea that you could be a leader. They fear the idea that you could get as smart about politics as you are about baseball and the factoids. They fear, and we're going to go to Dan Bondi here in a moment. They fear that you can discover there is good in the world. You see, things are really corrupt, but that's how they actually use that to get us to become demoralized. So I get demoralized sometimes. Where we believe there's no hope. That's why we started when we find examples of good police officers upholding their oath and doing the right thing, showcasing what they're doing. And the police have been really responding to it and trying to do more good. You see, it's little things like that. So I know that I in a way, no one's perfect. I'm also a dark force. We all have a good side and a bad side. And I inadvertently, because I'm not controlled by anybody but myself, and I'm not in control of myself, part of what I do is a dark force. 30% of what I do is probably ends up being bad one way or another. In fact, I could be a demoralizing force for people when I get really negative. All I can say is, man, this is evil, what's going on. And we better stand up and say no to it. But the globalists don't want you to believe there's anything real in this world. There are real things in this world. There are good people and there are bad people. They want you to just think everything's, you know, one flavor and it's all pragmatic and just don't be involved. Go have a good time. So they can run the world while they consolidate control. I mean, this world government is the nastiest thing I've ever seen in my life. It is the most organized, evil, scientifically prepared, exterminist program that you could imagine. And I don't want people to take for granted this radio show and Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You should be emailing everyone you know these articles and these reports and these videos that we have busted our butts to bring you, because these are weapons of truth against the enemy. And the system has done everything it can. I am amazed that we're the best thing there is fighting the globalist when we're ragtag and have our own problems. But it's because we are ragtag that we're so effective. That's why I am so thankful to the media outlets that will tell the truth and that are really starting to realize what's going on that are out there. And those outlets know who they are. Because what's happening is history right now. If humanity doesn't beat this eugenics world government takeover, we're not going to make it, folks. They tell the professors that they're only going to kill 80 or 90% of us and that they're going to survive and they're going to live and they're going to be taken to the government reservations. That's what stuff like World War Z is kind of imprinting and putting the narrative out. When you see World War Z, folks, I've now read the book. I've got a review coming out next week. I just read the synopsis before. You are seeing everything they're planning to do in detail. In detail. This is their Mein Kampf. Their magnum opus. This is their blueprint. This is their Bible. This is their playbook. This is their attack profile battle plan. Just take zombies out and add general population under government bioweapon release control program, and that's what they're planning. And I didn't just say this now because the movie, and I read the book, watch the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and then go read World War Z. Oh, yeah, Brad Pitt, I hope you make a lot of money because your soul's going straight to hell. There's no doubt of that unless you repent. And they tell these elitists, see, when you see Brad Pitt jumping on the helicopter and surviving with his family because he joins the UN world government, and then they hunt down the American gun owners who won't turn their guns in, they're the number one enemy. If the film is like the book, and they say it's basically identical. If Brad Pitt is smart enough to know what he's part of, and I think he is, then he is a really evil person, along with his UN angel of death, witch that shows up everywhere where they're going to kill everybody, Angelina Jolie. We're going to go to Dan Bedani right now. I mean, that's probably why I'm so depressed, too, reading that book. So bad. Ooh. So bad. So horrible. It's all going to happen. It's all going to happen, folks. It's all going to happen if we let them. If you people working for the government at every level, don't grow some humanity in your heart. You have no future. And I know they told Brad Pitt. That's why he got so obsessed over the film and bought it. That he and his wife and kids would survive what's coming if they join the New World Order. Because I happen to know Brad Pitt knows about the New World Order. And I was told by, I said two, but really three different Hollywood sources that know him, that 10 years ago he was into the New World Order and the Patriot, you know, and watching my films and Aaron Russo's and stuff like that. And then he went and married that UN front lady. And now that's what they tell you. They've told me this, executives and people. Well, things are going to get real bad. And you need to join with us. You need to just believe me. We know best. It's going to get real bad. The public will tear you apart. Listen, you know what? We're in control because we're smart. And believe us, you know, you're smart, too. You want to be with us. Well, I chose to be with humanity. And reading the book, this is a metaphor for they're all getting on the UN helicopters and getting out, but they're going to kill more than 90%, folks. They only tell their minions they're only going to kill 90%. When you get into their deeper documents, they plan to kill 99.9% of people on the face of the earth and have this new Eden thing. It's all Moonraker. They tell you over and over again what they're going to do. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to Dan Badani. Dan, thank you for coming on. Dan has gone back to report for us there in Rhode Island to be with his son. And he's still going to do some reporting for us from the ground. Does a great job as a new man on the street. And I wanted to briefly today, Dan, let you also do your own radio show stuff. Have you plug that? Have you plug your different websites and things and what you're doing because you're working for us part-time. But before we do that, just briefly tell us, they're giving people tickets, I was reading, in New Jersey and New York when their windows are knocked out or even if their house is dumped over. The locals, and we can put that article up on screen, they're giving them, New York City hits Sandy victims with failure to maintain property citation, even though it's power lines and trees fall on their house that the government by law has to cut off. The greedy code enforcers are so vampiric they're doing this. Give us your take on that and being there in the aftermath of this 4 weeks later, still some power off. What's your take, Dan Badani?
Well, I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, like, we all know it was a natural disaster, a superstorm, but yet they're still handing out fines for people when the people, the whole East Coast is calling for $60.4 billion to help with the, the disaster relief fund. And, you got the White House calling for Congress for the aid. But, you got an article from, the Washington Post, I believe, and that they're saying that $60.4 billion hurricane aid is not enough. I mean, there's more than $60.4 billion of damage, but yet they're handing out fines when people can't even afford to salvage their own town. And then not to mention the FEMA places they got set up that, I mean, it's crazy.
Now, you've gotten back there in Rhode Island to help your family out. Rhode Island wasn't hit anywhere near as bad as New Jersey or New York. Yeah. But talking to folks, how bad is it on the ground still in the economy?
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, the unemployment rate is like one of the worst in the countries here. I mean, you got the down in South Rhode Island where all the beaches are, basically. And, all the businesses down there, the seafood places where they're famous for and everything, they're all like wreckage. I mean, like the beaches are all corroded. I mean, it's just like the Southern Rhode Island's like basically in the turmoil.
And I read in New Jersey they've got code enforcers there too, giving them fines for houses that are dumped over. How are you supposed to fix that in 4 weeks?
Exactly. I mean, like it's a natural disaster, but yeah, we're gonna, you gotta come up with money, to pay because insurance company ain't gonna pay for everything. So you gotta come up with money to, give your family a living. But yeah, here's a fine because your house is upside down. Here's a fine because your window is busted out. Here's a fine because your car ain't moving out of your driveway. You know what I mean? This is total tyranny. I mean, this is a federal takeover because they want the people to say, we need to rely on big government to help us. And, in the meantime, they hand out fines. So this way you go out and, you got the food stamp rates now.
And by the way, that's CBS News New York. We've got it AP out of New Jersey. I mean, imagine a tree falls on your house with power lines. Only the city can come cut it off. But the code enforcers come and smile and give people huge fines. I mean, I couldn't take that, Dan. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm getting to the point where I just can't take any more of these scum. I mean, a lot of these government people love hurting people. They love hurting people. And my grandfather was a county tax assessor, and people love our family to this day because he would basically just forget the taxes if people didn't have the property taxes. They just went away. Whatever happened to that? I mean, whatever happened to bureaucrats that are servants? It just makes me want to throw up. I mean, how are these people so low to go around giving people tickets when their houses are collapsed, saying your house isn't in order? And the courts, I mean, it's mafia, Dan.
Oh, it is. It's total mafia. And again, what they're trying to do is subdue people to the police state that you already know this. And they want people to rely off government. But you know what? You need to keep your head down, keep your mouth shut. And if we're going to hand you with a fine, you got to take it. And we're calling, we want everybody to rely off us. We give you the free phones and so on. And the report, I guess, is 106 people died on the East Coast from the hurricane. Over 1.3 million homes and businesses down without power, and they picked up the 8.5 million people that suffered without power on the East Coast. And that's just estimates. I mean, then I get the state-by-state statistics here. Yeah? And, just like $64 billion is just an estimate. We know it's not enough. But meanwhile, you got our Lord and Savior, King Barry Satoru going on a $4 million vacation he does every year. He spent, I think, a total of over $16 million in the last 4 years to go to Hawaii for every year. And not to mention when they closed down Times Square, they closed down a couple of years ago, just to bring his daughters to go get a couple of hamburgers in Times Square in New York City. I mean, like, what is going on? And you got a petition from Maryland, a guy from Maryland's saying that, you know, Obama, you should cancel your vacation and use that money toward the hurricane relief fund. And which we know that's not going to happen.
It's so disgusting. Instead of bringing us together, Jamie Foxx and others are trying to create racial division. But I know a lot of people came together during this hurricane as well and helped each other out, so that's good. Dan, real quick, plug your radio show that you do separate from InfoWars, your own show, and plug some of your websites.
Okay, it's called Dan Bondi Show, also Truth Radio. It's on 990WBOB.com. That's 990WBOB.com. It's tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central. We'll be live. It's a video and audio show also. And it's at truthradioshow.com is my website. And it's great to hear from you, Alex, and we'll be in touch soon.
You bet. And I want to get reports from you, the man on the street, the jaywalking idea you had. Let's do it. Dan, let's get those reports up there. It'll be our East Coast reporter, Dan Bondi. Mike Adams, another one of our great contributors. He is coming up right after this break with some breaking torture news.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
I got a few calls coming up in a little overdraft segment here that has become pretty much customary. If you go to prisonplanet.tv, you can see the new redesigned site. Not just redesigning the look, redesign the way it works. And the site just gets better and better. You can get 10 memberships for the price of one right now, $5.95 a month. That's 59 cents a month per person. Your Christmas shopping, your holiday shopping is over. Just create the username and passcode, give it to them in their e-card. One username and passcode can be used by 10 people simultaneously to get the nightly news, the video, the daily radio show, the commercial-free podcast, all 25 of my films, dozens of other films, ebooks, the list goes on and on. 17 years of material, almost 10 years up and running, prisonplanet.tv. All right, briefly, this story's up at naturalnews.com and also InfoWars.com. And by the way, I'm excited to announce, he offered this months ago and I've been too busy to set it up. Mike Adams is going to be doing a once-a-week special report for InfoWars Nightly News that will also air on the show, about a 10-minute report once a week, and so is Max Kaiser. And they've both offered, and I've had some other interesting offers by other media people. So we're going to start doing that more and more, bringing more contributors in here. And I also want to invite Mike right now, before Christmas comes up, sometime next week, if he wants to come in and fill in for a day. I know he's working super hard. I'll be quite honest. I'm like a boxer on the ropes. It's not that I feel tired. I've been working like 18 hours a day again lately, and it's making me really get nasty. And I don't know what it is. I just get in this hyper-competitive mode, and I just feel like I could take on 20 people, and I just can't stand it. I mean, it's terrible. And I'm sure you've been through this, some of you out there. I need to just get away. But anyway, side issue. When I read stuff like this, it just gets worse and worse. Electroshock torture handcuffs, now patented, deliver shock, torture, gas injections, and chemical restraints. Those are quotes to prisoners via remote control, naturalnews.com, also infowars.com. And Mike, we've only got about 3 minutes here. Thanks for popping in for a quick report. Give us your take on this and tell us about the company, because it sounds like Homeland Security looking at those taser bracelets they want for flyers.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I'll break it down for you very, very quickly. This comes out of a sex toy company, believe it or not. The same inventors of this set of handcuffs that remotely electroshock prisoners and can inject them with medication. Yeah, right? Government medication. It can also inject them with paralytic chemicals. And this is written right into the patent, which people can read on InfoWars.com. This story is up there. They can go to the patent and read this. It delivers an electroshock to the detainees, a facial restraint, a helmet, a neck collar. I mean, this is super dystopian sci-fi stuff. And again, it came out of a sex toy company that makes S&M remote electroshock handcuffs, with all the kinky implications of that. And in the story that's posted on InfoWars.com, I linked it over to DHS and all the weird sexual deviancy in that department and in the TSA, the molestation of travelers, the raping of women. It's all the same thing, Alex. Torture devices, weird sexual deviancy, police state technology. It's
here. It's funny you say that, because torture has always been about sexual perversion. And they use convicted sex perverts or fired federal jail guards to go run the torture camps and black sites. And that's what this is really about. It's a coming out of the pedophile pervert elite. I'm not talking about this company particularly. I'm not saying they're into that. But I'm saying that's what Abu Ghraib, torture, all this stuff is about the act of domination. And this is about their cult, their tyranny cult, taking over. And that's why so much of the torture has been sexual in nature. I mean, they're doing it because it's not the destination. It's the journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I hear the music, so I'll let you wrap up.
No, keep going. Keep going. Finish up.
Well, also, they can inject a dye, an irritant, a medication, a sedative, a transdermal medication. All of these things can be remotely injected into the prisoners, and you know that the prison guards are going to use this as a form of entertainment because they're so cruel these days. So
you know what? Stay there. I want to hear more about this. Yeah, they have the sonic nauseator machine they put in the jails to make people sick for fun.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.